Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
No, I'm just got back from baby. We've been rolling all night long.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with your new friend and my fairly new friend, Jim Clifton, the CEO of the Gallup organization, the Gallup polling company. That's right, the global company. And I've asked Jim to join us because I wanted you to get to know him, but I also wanted you to hear about the book he wrote, which I promise you folks, this book is filled with information, but it's easy to read. I actually got through it, and before I knew it, I was at the end. But it blew my mind. Some of the things that Jim talks about in here, nobody else is saying, my friends. And when you hear me talk about things outside your four walls that are happening that you need to know about, what Jim talks about in this book, that's what I'm talking about. The book is called The Coming Jobs War. Jim Clifton, thanks again for staying with us. One of the things that I loved about your book, Jim, was, and I know this is because of your background, but also because you're a smart guy and you pay attention to what's going on, you really put your finger on the pulse of what's truly important in the world, but especially in America. You really said a lot of nice things about small business and entrepreneurship. Talk to us about that, please.
Well, I think the whole point is that where do new jobs come from? And the government and so many of our leaders think that they come, who knows, but magically from government and magically from innovation. Yeah. You cannot track this stuff back to innovation.
And Jim, I'm sorry, I can't let this go without saying that apparently, according to our president this week, jobs come from unemployment checks.
Yeah, well, that shows you.
In what universe, Jim, is that
real? It shows you how crazy it's getting. What?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, but you predictably find them where you find new customers. And so nobody knows how to hunt this really unusual animal, where new customers, Gallup won a project. For us, it's a pretty big one, $5 million. But I called our COO, and I said to her, how many new jobs did that create? She said, I'll get back to you. And she said, 50. But when small business people, I consider myself small or medium sized or something. We're not one of the we're not a jumbo, but we create jobs when we get new products and we go out, but not until we find a customer. And so, but so few people know this, Jim. I wish, and I've told everybody here in Washington, everywhere else, innovation has no value whatsoever until a customer standing next to it, and that's a miracle.
Say that again, Jim.
Innovation has no value whatsoever until a customer standing next to it.
That's going to be on the test, folks. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. but the genius that we need lies no longer in intellectual development as much as it does in entrepreneurial development. I think our whole country rides on that. There are 6 million small businesses in this country. And you'll always hear 26, 28. That's just more incompetency. I can't believe that Washington...
Well, now this is one area I disagree with you on, Jim, and I think it may just be the way we're categorizing things. When you say 6 million, you talk about companies with small businesses. I mean companies with employees. There are about 20 million who don't have employees, of which I was once, Jim, and then I have employees. So I'm now one of the 6 million... But once upon a time, I was one of the 20 million, so I don't think we should discount those people.
Well, but there's got, but for the Census Bureau, which collects this, which means they kind of get them all, and for a slow and the big hairball that exists over there, when it comes out, I think it's pretty accurate. But to have one employee or more is 6 million. But
that's right.
You and I can talk about that some other time.
I agree with that. No, go ahead.
But of those, most all the new jobs are created right there. You could argue that the whole country rides on the back of those 6 million cells of energy. And so when those cells of energy are really popping, this is a very different country. And when slow down because of regulations and all those kind of things, then everything slows down. We don't have money for anything, not just health care.
Let me
put
that in
perspective,
Jim.
Whatever.
Our economy is running at about half the speed it should be running at. And the big businesses are doing fine, right? Wall Street is showing that. They're hanging in there. Big businesses are doing just fine. Small businesses, for the last 5 years, have been, their optimism levels, according to the NFIB, have been at record low levels for 5 years in a row. They still are. If you could turn that around, if you could get small business optimism above the NFIB's 100-point level, if you could make that happen,
everything would
that's
change.
The reason why, in my opinion, the economy is running at half speed. Small businesses are running at half speed. What do you think?
No, exactly. And when we ask them, we do a Wells Fargo Gallup meticulous quarterly survey of this. We say, why is it? I always compare Paris to turtles on the highway. You know, a turtle, once he gets his head out and gets running, can really move pretty darn fast. But they also can put their head and tail and legs all inside, and this looks like a rock out there. That's the way too many small and medium-sized businesses are. But when we say to them, how come you have all your head and tail and everything in there? What they say is regulations. And we say, really, which one?
Yeah.
The first one out of the mouth is healthcare, and the second one is environment.
One of the things you say is that America cannot rest on its GDP superiority. We've got to be superior in creating jobs, not just creating economy.
Well, they're linked very closely. I don't know if I said quite that. The thing that you have to go for, really, Jim, is customers. That's the holy grail that we're all hunting. Because every time we create customers, if you look at what happened back in that big technology boom, we created a whole new world of customers.
Right.
And there's been a lot of technology around, but it's the entrepreneurs that create the customers, not the
innovators. You are exactly right. And folks, there's a lot of customers out there that are waiting to do business with you more than ever before. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get Jim Clifton to talk about something he thinks is the most important thing that we need to fix right now in America. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.